along with my friend Jim Lee in Princeville, Illinois, home of the Lady Princes. We are here, Jim, for Hometown Heroes of the winter sports season. Let's hear it, you guys, for your Lady Princes basketball team. And Jim, you missed out on a great big reception when I came here 2 weeks ago, and who knew, nine teams won Hometown Heroes. They all went in the FM 95 decider hat, and Princeville pulled it off.
Yeah, you've got to be both good, which you were, and you got to be a little lucky, too, to win the $1,000, and you had both of those. And I want to say, hey, we love your new digs here. This is a great new facility. Congratulations to all you and everybody that I know pitched in this community to build this great gymnasium for these kids. This is great.
Yeah, we invaded a sports banquet tonight. A bunch of teams are going to be saluted tonight, and a bunch of players and a bunch of outgoing seniors. So proud to be here. Should we meet your Lady Princes basketball team? Let's do it. My cord is long enough. It's just long enough. Let's meet the Princeville Lady Princes basketball team.
Jessica DeVries, cord.
Carlin Sandel, guard.
Lucy Wade, center.
Melissa Martin, guard.
Emma Lane, guard.
Alexis Bowling, guard.
Taylor Baird, forward.
Brinley Bauman, forward.
Tasha Streetmatter, guard.
Caitlin Pulling, guard.
Marissa Warren-Meza, guard.
Chloe Lane, guard.
Marissa Martin, forward.
Faith Pentinger, guard.
Ellie Ferretti, guard.
Jordan Garrick, forward.
Sage Shock, wing.
Nia Frederick, guard.
Emily Down, forward.
Let's give another big hand to this team who... John pulled down 30 wins, is that right? 30 wins, and Jim Lee is with Coach John Gross.
All right, well, Coach, obviously, congratulations. 30 wins, I believe the most in school history. Did you ever think that these girls would be able to get to that magic mark this year?
Yes. I said last year at this event that we would go somewhere between 25 and 30 was our goal, and we did the upper end of it, so very proud of them. And they make fundraising very easy.
I'll bet. And they took on some pretty good competition. When you lose five games and three of those are to the teams that were in the state championship game, I don't know you can do much better than that and not win at all.
Win at all. You had to remind me of those three losses. But, yeah, I mean, that was encouraging for me to watch the state tournament and see another conference school win it. And we've been... If we could have played Anawan for the conference championship or for the state championship, just like we did the conference championship, but maybe next year. Yeah.
I know you've got high hopes again going into next year. Obviously, every year, though, you lose some seniors, and that's always tough. Who are the gals that you'll be losing?
Jessica DeVries and Carlin Sandel, two seniors that led us. Can't replace them, but we've got to have some kids step up and take their roles on the team for next year.
And I know that we've got a big spring sports season, including some pretty good softball to be played here, but I'm guessing these girls will be anxious to get back on the hard court here pretty soon.
Right now, I hope they just concentrate on softball and track, and come June, we're going to vie for their time, and we need them to work hard for next year.
So they'll be practicing quite a bit in the summer then?
Month of June, we do a lot. Other than that, we let them have a life. I believe in that.
All right. John, how long have you been coaching here now?
This is my second year.
And where were you before you came to Princeville?
Limestone and Richwoods for a long, long time.
All right, well, it seems like it's been a pretty good marriage of you and a really great group of girls, a great team success, and hopefully you'll keep it up. Congratulations on a great year and being our hometown heroes.
Thank you very much.
Well, on behalf of Breedlove Sporting Goods, who make all of our T-shirts, you girls got a T-shirt the last time, right? Absolutely. Carl Sandburg College, Advanced Plumbing and Mechanical, and Martin Sullivan, your local John Deere dealer. We want to present this to Athletic Director Jeff Kratzer. The whole Princes team, of course, and you, Coach John Gross, and hopefully the girls get a pizza party out of this, maybe a little one.
Why not?
Why not? Let's give them a big hand for the $1,000 they're holding. Holding that big old trophy tight. And Jim Lee, it's always great to get a reception like this. I wish you could have been here the first time. It was a little bit bigger than this, but this community really loves their sports.
Well, this is perfect to be able to come out for a banquet to honoring the girls and the boys basketball teams. And everything that went on here this winter, and we appreciate you giving us a little bit of time here to be a part of things in Princeville. Hope we can be back often.
And when Mayor Sid greets you as soon as you walk in the door, as soon as I pulled up the truck 2 weeks ago, there was the mayor shaking my hand. I'm like, I'm in the right place. So that was nice. And he did it tonight, too.
Yeah, that doesn't happen everywhere we go. So we feel like royalty here. Thanks to everybody for making us feel so welcome.
Well, on behalf of Athletic Director Jeff Kratzer, Coach John Gross, let's give a big hand to your Lady Princes one more time. Hometown heroes of the winter sports season. Keep that applause going for Jim Lee. It's Eric Hansen on The Country Station, FM 95.